This is Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Robin Shu and Carrie Van Haren, V-A-N, new word, capital H-A-A-R-E-N. This goes to Dr. Christo's one. On 10-19-23, Mr. Van Haren performed pre-imposed bronchodilators spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilators spirometry on Jeffrey Ward. On 10-19-23, Mr. Ward performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 1-5-23. There's been no significant change, period, in paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10-19-23, Mr. Hogan performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6-14-23. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.